Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Another week, we're going to return to one of our favorite topics, cholesterol. Just by way of background, I think probably cholesterol is one of those topics that needs as little background as you can possibly give. But treating a hypercholesterolemia in patients who have no evidence of coronary artery disease is called primary prevention. And there is epidemiologic data documenting a continuous graded relationship between total cholesterol and coronary heart disease events and mortality. However, the causal role of cholesterol in this relationship has not been proven, but it's been suggested by clinical trials done over the years that have demonstrated the targeting lowering of LDL cholesterol in patients with hypercholesterolemia may reduce coronary artery disease. The problem is that lots of these initial trials did not demonstrate a reduction in coronary mortality, and lots of explanations. Also, it's important to note that many of these primary prevention trials found an unexpected increase in mortality from non-cardiovascular causes. For example, non-coronary death increased from 31% to 42%, cancer from 18 to 24% in some of the big WHO and Helsinki Heart Study trials. This week, Mark's picked a study. It was published in a little itty-bitty journal called Lancet. It asks a very simple but important question. It is statin therapy effective in preventing cardiac events? Mark, a good study here. What did they find?
Yeah, you'd think someone has answered this question already. But,
right.
As you said, I mean, you know, when you do a randomized controlled trial, what you're doing is you're basically in an ideal randomized trial. There's only one thing different between groups, and in a statin study, it's they took a statin, they didn't take a statin. And so we can ascribe causality to taking a statin and whatever outcome is seen, maybe reduced mortality. What you can't say is that it was because it lowered the LDL cholesterol. There may be some other effect of statins, and that may be important, and that the extent to which it lowers LDL may or may not be important. And there's still a need, actually, for studies that randomize people not only to different intensities or doses of statin, but also to different LDL targets. We've extrapolated a lot of this data to, you know, have this sort of target-based approach to lipid management. And it's convenient, and everybody can kind of understand it, but, you know, we really don't know that this is as appropriate or better than a more one-size-fits-all approach of just give everyone simvastatin 40 milligrams. You know, we don't have the kind of data that we'd probably like to have. So this was a little bit different. Most meta-analyses just find the studies and, you know, stack them all up on you know, and look at the data published in the studies. These authors took it to the next step, and they actually identified the studies, contacted the authors, and pooled the data. It's from the cholesterol treatment trialists collaborations. So it's all of the people that did these studies got together and shared their data. And that's, you know, that's a challenge, and I commend them for doing that. So they pooled the patient-level data from 26 studies. Every study had to have at least 1,000 patients and follow them for at least 2 years. Now, five of the studies compared intensive statin therapy with less intensive statin therapy. All of those studies were in patients with known heart disease, so secondary prevention. Two of them evaluated 8,700 patients with acute coronary syndrome, and three of them evaluated over 30,000 patients with stable coronary disease. So again, all five studies, coronary disease patients. The annual rate of major vascular events, so cardiovascular death, non-fatal MI, revascularization, or stroke, was 4.5% in the intensive therapy group and 5.3% in the less intense therapy group. So that's a very small difference. 0.8% per year was what they saw, so that's a number needed to treat of around 125. So considering what a high-risk group it was, intensive therapy, they saw a small benefit in terms of cardiovascular event-type outcome. outcomes, but not a huge benefit at all. Of the 14 studies that compared a statin with nothing, with a placebo, and there were 128,000 patients with an average of 5 years of follow-up. Six of those were primary prevention studies, and eight were secondary prevention. And they report the combined data. So for these 14 studies, the annual rate of, again, major vascular events was 2.8% if they got a statin, 3.6% if they got a control. Again, number needed to treat of about 125 per year. So, you know, that's, you mentioned early in your introduction, the really important question of, we die of things other than heart disease. And if we die of more non-heart disease things, if we take a statin, that's not good. They also looked at the total death rate, and they combined intensively treated patients in the first five studies with statin-treated patients in the second five, in the second batch of 16 studies. And so basically everyone who either got a high dose or got a statin, and they compared that with the less intensively treated and the control patients. And they found very little difference, 2.1% versus 2.3% in terms of all-cause mortality, a number needed to treat of about 500 per year. And they tried to look at the LDL levels and say, well, let's do post hoc correlation of these LDL levels with the outcomes in question. That can be dangerous. You know, someone's LDL response, really what you're measuring there is how responsive are they to lowering of LDL. There may be other factors, and that those factors could confound the relationship with the clinical outcome. None of these trials, as we said, actually randomized patients to specific targets. You know, your target's 70, yours is 100, yours is 130. Let's see how each of you do. That study, at least as far as I know, has not been done yet. So bottom line is they pooled lots of data from lots of studies. They found a benefit in terms of major cardiovascular events of about 125 per year. But they found, and that intensive may be better, is a little bit better for patients with known heart disease, and that a statin is better than nothing for patients for primary and second primary prevention. But probably not as impressive a number needed to treat as we would normally think.
Interesting, interesting. You know, there is another correlation with this, and that is that my neighbor came over the other day. She was trying, a youngish woman, although it's all relative, I guess, to what your age is, but, you know, woman probably 30, 35 years old who had applied for life insurance, and she was denied because her total cholesterol was 170, which is above normal.
Get out of here.
She was just psychotic that she couldn't get life insurance because of this.
She's not the one who's psychotic. It's the insurance company. Right. That's insane.
It is. It's crazy. But anyways, this study is interesting. I thought you did a great description of helping us put this in perspective, and think it's the kind of thing that we want to have a discussion with our patients. The number needed to treat are provided in the poem here, and you know, there would be very reasonable people that would say, no, it's not that big of a benefit. I don't want to take a statin. Yeah. And others hearing the same numbers would say, yeah, definitely put me on that drug right away.
Absolutely.
Anyways, we will talk next week. Thanks for shedding some light on the old cholesterol story.
All right, enjoyed it, Mike. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.